1. Begin transmission.
Ruquita, gracias. Vamos a la llamada número 2. Y hablando, se me salió un pedazo de huevo. Ruquito Morrita.
¿Por dónde?
Ruquito Morrita. Vamos a entrar.
Sí, es bueno. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of... Oh, my back is sore. Wait, that's not the name of the show. The name of the show is, in fact, the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I am your chairman. I have arrived today at Herrenhaven on this bright and sunny and fairly warm day. No clouds in the sky anywhere. And believe it or not, there is actually nobody here. It's a miracle. Does that mean we're gonna find some dudes today? I hope so. Cause we gots to find some dudes. Got my camera. I got my regular glasses on. And I'm heading back behind the building. My foots are sore, my back is sore, but I'm moving around pretty good. Oh, it's kind of hot today. We're going to have to watch the temperature. I'm looking around for weird stuff. I'm not seeing any weird stuff yet. But that's okay, because maybe we'll see some weird stuff soon. I'm walking into the forest, going around the dragonfly pond. There's some frogs down in there. They look pretty excited. Oh, I haven't heard any turkeys in a while. Haven't seen any turkeys, haven't seen any scrats. And what's the deal with such low marmot population density? I don't understand. It's bizarre. Alright, so here we are, walking through the forest on a lovely whatever day this is. Is it Wednesday? Is it Thursday? I don't even know. Do I need to know? Yeah, not really. It's just not that important. And while we're walking along doing nothing, I had a great idea. A great idea for a cool hack. I was watching a show on TV the other night, and it briefly showed a guy getting some kind of, I don't know what word to use here, not a cochlear implant, but some kind of hearing aid device that, oh, back in the old days, we used to colloquially refer to as a bone phone. And you know what I'm talking about. They put the thing in the mastoid bone. You go undergo a little bit of surgery, they go cut, 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 they put something in the bone, and then you have this thing that you wear on the outside of your head. You know, it's kind of behind your ear, and it's magnetic. So you just take the little thing and you stick it to your head. Well, there's a breeze through the cut here. I'm walking through the cut. Can look out over the Mulhall's property, see if we can see anything. All the weeds are very high. I don't see any turkeys, I don't see any motts, I see nothing. So let's go out onto the boardwalk. So anyway, basically the way this hearing aid type thing works is, you know, this little thing that you stick onto your head magnetically. There's a little microphone and an amplifier and presumably some kind of I don't know what, coil? But I was thinking, if this works, if this bone phone works by induction, it seems to me that there would be a small market, and when I say small, I mean pretty dang small, market for other devices that you could magnetically attach to your head. And you heard it here first, kids. So I was thinking, you know, if you can just do stuff that, you know, if you could just stick on a thing that helps your hearing. I'm standing at the sub pond looking around. There's nothing going on. Some frogs. If you've got the ability to, you know, hook up just a basic microphone and amplifier and stick it to your head, why not make other things? Like, first thing that comes to mind is a radio. Any kind of radio. Yeah, you might have, you know, antenna wires hanging down, but who cares? So you just have this little tiny radio that's only slightly larger than, say, a beer bottle cap. It's windy out here. Oh, we can't go out onto the boardwalk because Big Bluey's out there. He's out there. He's about 10 meters off the side of the boardwalk, and he's fishing in a heavy fishy area where, and he's going to give those fishies a chomp. So I'm going to turn around and go back in the forest for three reasons. One, we don't want to hassle Big Bluey. Two, it's windy out there on the water, and that makes for annoying noises during radio shows. And three, it's less sunny back here, so we can stay nice and cool. Right, so I was thinking, using today's technology and surface mount components, it's not a big effort to make a radio the size of a bottle cap. You know, no problem. So what? So I'm thinking I might have to do this. I just wish I knew somebody who had one of these devices. I wish I knew somebody who had a bone phone. Because the first thing I would do is I would build them a radio. It's like, here, just stick this to the side of your head and you can pick up radio stations that, and only you can hear it, nobody else can. And by extension, you could, you know, do this with an MP3 player, and you could do it by Bluetooth. You could just have a little Bluetooth receiver, stick it onto your head, and send that thing music from the radio or your MP3 player or any other source. You could use any other radios, you know, ham radios, stuff like that. And I actually thought of this last night. I've been thinking about it long enough now that I really want to do this. I want to get one of those tiny little radio on a chip deals and I'll make a FM radio that you can stick to the side of your head if you have a bone phone. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about this, I am remembering, I'm standing in the wall blind. There's nothing going on back here in the billabong. I am remembering that, isn't there a guy who works at the grocery store who has a bone phone? I haven't seen him in a long time though, now that I think about it. I'm rounding Frog Harbor. And there's lots of frogs down in there. Hi, froggies. Hi, frogging them, duggalins. Look at those frogaloons. They're very nice. So anyway. Man, I could... Now I'm wondering if getting a bone phone is something that you can do as elective surgery. I mean, does the Hippocratic Oath only allow doctors to install these devices in people who have hearing loss? Or can anybody just go in and get one? And if so, how much do they cost? How much does this operation cost? Because sign my ass up. I don't know where I'm going to get the money exactly. But if somebody, you know, came up to me and said, look, for, you know, $1,200 or whatever, we can install this thing in your head. So all you got to do is magnetically attach any type of audio device to your, whatever that bone is called, the ocular mastoid, but no, it's the supercarotsis of, don't look at me, I'm not the anatomy guy. I'm standing on the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, and there's nothing going on out there. Just lots of duckweed, maybe some sargasso, and a lot of frogs. Frogs doing froggy stuff. Alright, let's go into the big blind here. See if we can find any actions. And wait a minute, I need to go back a couple of steps and check something out here. Did I see what I thought I saw? Or am I just imagining things? I must be just imagining things. I thought I saw some Xylaria or something popping up. Okay, so I've heard of hallucinogenic mushrooms, but now I'm hallucinating mushrooms. I think I'm seeing mushrooms when I'm not. So anyway, back to the big blind we go. Let's see what's going on out here in the main part of the lake. We're looking for dudes. We're not finding any dudes. And as I look out over the pond, oh, come on. There's nothing going on. It's a super bright sunny day. There's no turtles on the logs. There should be turtles everywhere. There's nothing on Goose Island, but there is something on Goose Island, and it's not a goose. It is a heron. Okay, and I see some ducks. There's two, the sun's kind of weird, but I think it's two mallards over in the delta. But yeah. Yeah, oh, and that heron, he just hopped off the island, and he jumped into the water. Now he's fishing. And he's a lovely blue heron. He's not quite as big as Big Bluey. Maybe we should call him Little Bluey. Except he's not very little. He's still pretty big as far as birds are concerned. And he's got a cap. He's got some black feathers on his head and makes him look like he's wearing a hat, kind of. Like a black beanie or something. Yeah, he's fishing. Okay, so we got some action out there. What an interesting day this is turning out to be. Can't find any dudes. Wait, there's something going on in the water right here in front of the blind again. What is this that I keep seeing? Is this just frog action? Yeah, there's tons of little fishies right down in there. Hi, little fishies. And that's why the herons are out hunting today. Because little fishies are yummy. Okay, well, another strange day. The sun is shining on me, so I'm turning around and I'm walking out of here. You know what we should do is we should go over to that bridge and see if that bridge marmot is sunning himself on the bridge abutment. Yeah, that's what we should do. Although then we'll be in the direct sun and Yeah, we should risk it. We should do it because it will be worth it to see a mati. All right. But I'm tired of walking around in the heat, so I'm going to use my magical teleportation powers to be there in a split second. Boom. Be-weep. And here I am now walking across the parking lot of Harrenhaven, and boy, this might be a mistake. The sun is beating down on me. The limestone and concrete parking lot is helping to reflect. Hey, what's this? Here's a lovely piece of wire. This is now mine, because this is going to become a circularly polarized antenna at some point. I'm going to put this right here so I don't forget it. As I was saying, the sun is making an attempt on my life as we speak. It's very hot. My whole upper torso is starting to sting. And since I can't walk on the quote sidewalk here, gotta wait for some traffic to go by. Here comes another one. Did I just hear another frog? Okay, I think I can climb over here. So now I'm relatively safe as more cars drive by. And I check in this Mati den that's on this side of the bridge, and I don't see any signs of Mat business. All right, now I'm officially on the bridge, and we're walking towards the other end, looking for that marmot. Oh, daddy, it's a little bit hot out here. I probably shouldn't be out here much longer, kids. It hurts already. And I can see that bridge abutment, and I do not see any mats on there. Gosh darn it. Let's get up there a little bit closer, see if that mat is hanging around in that area somewhere. Where's my mati? Huh. All right, well, no mati there today, I guess. Oh, but wait. Okay, we gotta back out of here real quick, like, yeah, okay. As you know, I'm on a bridge. This is good news. I'm on a bridge on one side, and on the other side is the abutment and the little den that is underneath the abutment. Well, over here at this end, or on this side of the bridge, at this end of it, there is another hole that goes under the street right next to the bridge, okay? And the last time we were here when we saw that mat, that hole on this side, on the side that I'm on, wasn't in use. But as I approached it just now, there was a ton of fresh dirt kicked out of it and a ton of other stuff, like garbage. It was like Burger King cups and crap kicked out of there. Okay, so that means the mat is moving. And I definitely want a mat to be in that location because, well, that's a known baby location. So I have backed off. I'm going back to my car and back to Harrenhaven. And here we are. Yay, Harrenhaven. So, yeah, I'm backing off of this now because I don't want to spook any mats away from using that hole. Because I do want that mat to move into that hole and hopefully take her babies with her if she has some. So, yeah, we're gonna save that for later. We're gonna come back and check on that hole another time. As for right now, I need to get out of the sun because I'm starting to break out. I'm starting to react. I just remembered I need to go to the store. I need to do a bunch of stuff. I don't know what we're going to do, but you're going to find out in 3 seconds. Count with me now. 3, 2, 1. And I'm Tobe, but you already knew that. We have returned to my house. I'm in the studio, sitting here in front of my computer. I decided not to go to the store yet because I was starting to feel weird. So I came home immediately and I jumped in a bathtub full of cool water for a few minutes, got out, and I seemed to be okay. So, while I'm sitting here in front of the computer, I'm looking up information on this bone phone business, and the technical term for the device I'm talking about is a bone-anchored hearing aid. And the way this works is a titanium screw is screwed into your skull, sort of behind your ear. And then you stick this thing, you know, and you let that heal, obviously, and there's, you know, some ossification. The bone grows around the screw and holds it in there nice and good. And then you take this little thing, it's, you know, like I said before, about the size of a bottle cap or a little bit smaller. And you just stick it on the side of your head. And so, this is very interesting. I'm just reading some general information here on Wikipedia. Plus, I've opened up a website, BajaImplant.com, that's giving me lots of interesting other information. Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. So anyway, I'm looking for specs. I need to know technical specs. Mostly what I need to know is, because this is, you know, what's the word I'm looking at? Suddenly I'm at a loss for words. This never happens. But what I'm trying to say is, because this is an induction device, I'm going to need to know things like impedance. Because you got to match the impedance of the, well, what we're essentially building here is an inductor. So I'm sitting here scanning this. I'm not getting the technical information I need. What is Baja? A Baja is basically a titanium prosthetic, which is surgically implanted into the skull of the impaired, helping in the conduction of sound directly through the bones of the skull to the interior ear. It features an abutment, which is visible by way of the skin, connecting a sound processor that helps the transmission of sound to the implant, blah, 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 blah. Who can benefit from this? Come on, show me some technical specifications. Give me some numbers. Yeah, we're not going to get anything, are we? I just don't know. So, basically, all we need is a small coil. Got to power this thing somehow. Yeah, this... What... I'm getting ahead of myself. How this normally works is... This little thing that you stick on your head is just a microphone and an amplifier and a coil that induces, you know, vibration in the titanium screw and thereby into your skull, which then also rattles the tiny bones that are in the inner ear, which, you know, helps you hear more stuff. Okay, this is great. So... what I want to do, if you weren't super clear before, instead of just a microphone and an amplifier, why not have a radio receiver? You know, you just have a radio receiver, stick it to the side of your head, and suddenly you can hear the radio that nobody else can hear. Because there's no speaker. This is just being pumped directly into your head. I love it. I absolutely love it. And it occurs to me that, you know, you wouldn't even necessarily have to build something new. You could just take one of these and modify it. Take the case off, add an 1/8-inch, you know, audio jack, and now you can plug in various radios directly to your head. You can plug in your MP3 player directly to your head. no need for any earbuds, no need for any headphones. Wow. The possibilities are endless. Should I take out a patent? Well, I haven't actually designed anything yet, and I'm sure thousands of people have already thought of this. But, you know, maybe we should be searching for Baja radios. Or what else? If you had this titanium screw in your head, and you could listen to anything you wanted to, without anybody else hearing it, what would you listen to? What's the killer app here? What direction are we going in here? Okay, so this website's not doing me any good. I need to see some technical specifications. I need to know the impedance of that titanium screw. And if some of these are magnetic, I mean, if they're just sticking them to the side of their head and holding them in there with a magnet, then that means there needs to be something else besides that titanium screw for the magnet to stick to. Or you could just put a magnet in the bone as well. Da-da-da-da-da, and there's all kinds of brands. The Baja 5 power system. The Sofano. Magnetic bone-anchored hearing aid. Comparing published transcutaneous device specifications of acousto-mechanical gain at 1.6 kilohertz. Okay, let's click on that, see if we get any interesting specs we can use to hack an interesting device. And this link is taking me directly to the Sofano website, or Sofono, www.sophono.com. Sofono. And here's a picture of a girl climbing on a climbing wall with one of these devices stuck to her head. Okay, give me some specs. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention was that when I was at that other website, or was it at the Wikipedia article, I saw the basic cost, and it's about $4,000, which I think is still reasonable. I mean, if I were a rich man, if I win the lottery, I'm definitely having one of these installed. I'm going to walk into one of these clinics, and they're going to say, oh, can you not hear out of one ear because of a collapsed ear canal? No, I'm cool. I just need to have this dealio so I can hack my own head. Yeah, and this Sofono system, they call it the Magnetic Bone Anchored Hearing System, the BAHS. Same thing. And this one's a little bit different than the pictures I've seen. The implant is actually two little things that look like watch batteries and screws. So that explains how to attach it magnetically. And this particular device has a little volume control on it and everything. Very cool. Yeah, about the only specs I'm getting are the ones that we already read. That was Frogwash. Doodly-dee, doodly-doo. Come on, people. I need some hard specs here. You know, the more I think about it, the smart thing to do would just be to build one of these devices, an inductor, and then put like a Bluetooth receiver in it, so that you could just, you know, pipe stuff to it wirelessly. So you could, you know, if you have a smartphone, you can then listen to whatever. But I'm running out of time. You have been listening to the Dubious Hack Your Own Head Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe, and I obviously need to do a lot more research on this, and it's going to take me a while, so I'm going to let you go. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.